Bebop-a-loo-bop, she my baby.
Beat Bobby Flay.
I'd love to beat Bobby Flay with like a 2x4.
Gross. That seems cruel.
That dude sucks.
But his crispy rice will change your life.
Uh-huh. How much corn and chipotle is in that?
I don't know. Doesn't matter what is in it. It's magical.
He always reminds me of the SNL skit with the, you know, or the, not the SNL, the Monty Python skit with how much spam is in it.
Oh.
Because he is Bobby Flay cooking, so how much corn and chipotle is in this? Well, does it have much corn and chipotle? Just a little bit. But do you have anything that doesn't have any corn or chipotle? Well, we have the corn and chipotle chowder.
It's got very little chipotle.
Hey, okay, so I'm going to open the channel.
All right.
Open that channel.
Ooh, UNC,
UNC fan number one.
So, Ian, who do you think is Lady Monster? From what I remember, they have no working knees.
Mm.
So they've got to be like 150 years old.
Right.
So it's got to be Dionne Warwick this time.
Okay.
But I don't have working knees and I'm not 150. Sorry, that's the only contribution I'm going to make for Masked Singer.
All right.
Nope, that's okay. I was Samurai was encouraging people to the Patreon page to force Craig to read all the charts.
Ain't going
to
happen. Too much
I
reading.
Like that reward level. All the charts.
Nobody likes the stuff I read now. Why do we want to add to that? Good Lord. Just asking for punishment.
It was last week. It was between Dormammu and Thor. UNC fan one.
A late Dormammu, as though he needs it.
He voted for Dormammu. That'll move the chain. That's my go-to anymore.
Speaking of moving the chain, Ian, are you excited for Saturday?
XFL?
Yeah, baby.
Okay. I didn't know if week one had happened already.
You saw who the starting quarterback is for the New York what's-a-buckets? Renegades, maybe?
Some Penn State guy?
Matt McGloin!
McGloin.
Glavin!
So, who do you like for Ben's replacement backup this season?
Anyone that we draft.
Oh, you're thinking draft?
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw enough of the duck and the other guy whose name I still have not learned after his 5 years on the team.
Right.
At least I know the duck's name.
Right. Well, I'm thinking get rid of both of them and sign like Andy Dalton.
Yeah. I don't know. I hear he's got to go replace Tom Brady in New England.
Oh, sign Phillip Rivers?
That could get you a playoff run.
Yeah.
Phillip Rivers is a good player.
Maybe a...
we have a second round pick and a fourth round pick, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Just saying, you know, maybe a...
one of the mock drafts I saw had us taking a quarterback in the fourth round. Was it Jalen Hurts?
Oh, maybe. That could work. Is he going to go that late?
I don't know how to make mock drafts, but that's what this one mock draft claimed.
Cool.
So Donkey Teeth asked if he goes on the IR, would they have an injured McGloin?
That's good stuff.
See, Ray, at least your brother cares about Massacre.
Yeah, this is true. Unfortunately, you started talking about it the moment we started recording.
That's true.
Hey, let's...
You ready to go?
Get this party started.
Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 228th big installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm Craig. We got Ray. We got Ian. They're Sneaky B15 and KS72, and this is where the part of the show where they say hello.
Hello.
Howdy doody.
Time.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this is the week of February 5th to the 12th. Happy belated Groundhog Day to everybody.
Stupid rodent.
Big business here in PA.
It is. That is. Did you know that in since Groundhog Day's inception, this is only the 20th time that he has not seen his shadow?
I don't doubt it in any way. I mean, the whole seeing a shadow thing, he comes out and everybody cheers, and he's like, holy crap, and runs back in, like, see his shadow.
I think he sees a shadow.
I think this is how we should do all weather predictions.
I think
as we learned, Ray, a good meteorologist is accurate almost 48% of the time.
That is true.
And then they lose to Karen. God, those guys are all terrible at their jobs. All right. I don't know what we're talking about. Deadpool dailies. That's a thing. Today was Psylocke, Thursday Beast, Friday Bullseye, Saturday Cap, Sunday Sentry, Monday Punisher, Tuesday Blade, and Wednesday is the Patch. Over in the 5-day 4-star crash! the Titans. Hey, on the 2nd, it was Wiccan doing his Demiurge stuff. Theurge? What's this thing called?
Yeah. Spirit of the Demiurge?
Yeah. Something like that. Did you Demiurge your way to victory?
Yes, I most certainly did.
Yeah, that one's not too bad to win.
I most certainly did not. I did not get the Demiurge to activate. Like,
really?
I got enough to do chain lightning. And then I saw how much damage it did, and I went, oh, well, then I'll just fire that and win.
I'll just win now, thank you.
Right.
No, my board was stupidly set up for Demiurge. Like, the first move, I made a match 5. Which cascaded into a second critical, and suddenly I had all the AP, like on turn 1, and I went, oh, this could be quick.
that's a good start. Nope, I failed the first time, and the second time I was like, fine, I'll just use the things that make me start with more AP, and it was just an absolute walk after that. Those magical barriers keep healing you, and you could demiurge and electrocute her, even at the low, low level that I was at.
Yeah, you haven't been the level poop house.
Yep.
All right, muy bien. Coming up on the 7th. Is Bobby the Mockingbird. How's that going to go for you? What do you got there?
Hard to say. Mine's sketchy. Ooh. Mine's like a 1-0-4.
Ooh, that's rough.
Yeah.
Her red is the big boomer.
Yeah.
Right. And I don't know that pink does anything. I mean, purple.
I have no idea why mine is set as a 3-5-5. That seems really dumb.
I have an idea as to why yours is set as a 3-5-5.
I have the same hunch.
Because you never
Because I'd never use her?
Right.
Yeah. You'll have to report back on that one, Ian. We're going to root for you.
I'll keep you guys posted. I'm not optimistic, but we'll see what I can do.
All right. And then next Wednesday on the 12th, it is Bucky Barnes.
Woo!
He's fighting Forrest Gump? What's that graphic mean?
I thought he's fighting, what is that thing? Thanos. What kind of rodent is that?
Isn't that, I changed the page. Is that some sort of beaver?
Doesn't look like a beaver.
Oh, wow. Mm. Yeah. It's quite clear, now that I think about it. He's fighting Black Panther. There's a Black Panther guy standing next to Tom Hanks there.
Mm-hmm. So what is the thing on the left supposed to be?
Oh, I don't know. A rock badger?
No, you can't eat those.
Oh, apparently it's Bucky Cat from Get Fuzzy.
I have never heard either of those words ever in my life.
You've never heard cat? That's weird.
I've heard all of the words, but not in that order.
I like the Elizabeth Olsen, Dolly Parton challenge over there to the left.
I do too, because the Tinder one is the correct answer.
you creeper. You know how to make it weird every time. Oh, goodness.
That's the correct costume for the Scarlet Witch.
Oh, well, if that's what you meant, then okay.
That is what I meant.
Someone tell me about PvE.
All right. Simulators running right now. That'll get you 2 Bullseyes and the oh-so-terribleness that is Jubilee. Top folks will get Nightcrawler, and then it is Cap. And then coming up just for Ian, it's X-Men versus the Apocalypse. 2 Caps, Nightcrawler, and a Sins of the Father token on the individual side. On the Alliance side, it is some Carols, some Caroliner Deans, and another Sins of the Father token. There you go. I have no idea what gets you in a Sins of the Father token. I didn't look it up.
You're just full of information today.
I completely bungled everything today. I didn't even go to work today and didn't do anything. Good lord. All right, PvP land. It's in between seasons. So right now, Oops All Berries is running. So you can go play that.
Oops All Spiders, for those of you, actually curious.
That's what I said. All right, new stuff. There's a problem with the Thickest Thieves rewards. I'm sure everyone has noticed that they were getting the wrong tokens. Those will be fixed. Go ahead and open those incorrect tokens or save them if you like, but you will get correct rewards coming soon. Hey, all right, Darian. I've killed you.
This show's cracking me up today. Killing me. Are you drunk?
I wish.
Holy smokes.
Well, he is kind of burying the lead, but the whole point of not, you know, leading with that story is no right. one will pay attention to any other news after that story
yeah,
comes out.
Yeah, you gotta put the good news at the end.
Right. It's not like you're going anywhere.
You are trapped listening to this podcast forever. You will make it to nightmare. You will make it to your job and have to be forced to sit in your car and wait for another 2 minutes to get to through this segment. All right, so the Everly is so long awaited. Shield clearance level 10 coming your way. This is for the people who are at the creme de la creme, the top of the top. They've got 5 stars. They don't know what to do with them. They can play for even better rewards than they ever could before. They're also making adjustments to rewards all the way down from, I think it's clearance level 7 and up. Sounds correct. There are loads of charts. Not going to read the charts. There are boatloads of charts. So many charts. Please go to the webpage and check out the charts.
We do have the one thing that I did want to mention.
All right.
On the very last chart on the page, clearance level 10 in the season progression at 4,000 points. 4,000 points used to get you a 10-pack of heroic tokens. It is now a 10 mighty token pack. So no more getting a 10-pack full of moonstones. You will get 3 and 4 stars with that 10-pack. That's a good thing.
That's a significant change there.
That will probably get me to play level 10.
That'd probably be the only reason why I'd want to try it, but man, I hate PvP so much.
Good luck to both of you. If I could lower my level, I would.
You're at the minimum amount?
Yeah.
You took minimal amounts of flair?
The bare minimum flair. I'm not at the minimal amount. I can't bring myself to drop into like the fours and such. I have 7 is as low as I can go and still have a little bit of dignity.
All right, well, I'll probably give it a try when it comes out. We'll see how it goes. All right, anything local news? We got anything going on?
I don't believe so. I don't think I saw anything.
Party at Craig's place. Woo!
All right.
I'll be there.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
It's a party in the USA.
I'm moving my head like yeah.
Rocking my hips like yeah.
Nice. So anyway.
The Superhero Showdown. Yes, go ahead.
Get to the showdown.
Oh, okay. Last week, we had the correct answer versus Dormammu. Quick, Ray, tell me how all the listeners screwed this up.
Every single one of the listeners. There were a couple comments I want to mention. What peasants did Thor fight to get this far? Dormammu wins handily. Another commenter said Dormammu repossesses the hood from the hood, slaps it on Thor's stupid head, and makes Thor bash his own stupid dude Thor head with his hammer. Then Natalie Portman becomes Thor, making Craig's despair complete.
She's Valkyrie now. She can't be Thor.
She can't be Valkyrie. She's not a Valkyrie. Well, I
no,
guess
they
she
made her
be
one.
Valkyrie.
All the other Valkyries are dead. So right. they rebooted the Valkyries with her.
With Jane Foster, you mean?
Correct.
Okay. Who happens to be played by Natalie Portman. I don't think Natalie Portman plays her in the comics.
And she does in my head.
She does now.
So in any case, I didn't receive one single vote for Thor.
I hate you people. Make me sad.
Dormammu's a heavy hitter. He's hard to stop.
Are you a god?
Yes. Yes, I literally am a god.
Very true.
Thor, god of thunder, not the god of hammers.
How's the Pentagon holding up? Anybody in there?
Yes. Sorry, I was taunting someone on Discord.
Shadowcat versus Silver Surfer, maybe?
It was Kitty Pryde versus right. Silver Surfer this week at the Pentagon. Quick, who wins?
Well, I feel like Kitty Pryde has this locked down. I sure hope nobody on a Silver Surfboard traps me in a tachyon bubble that I can't phase through, and the air in here is slowly running out, and I've suffocated and lost.
Oh, and I'm just going to shrink the bubble as well.
To make it worse.
Crushy, crushy.
Now I'm cramped and suffocating. Thanks, jerk.
Poor kitty.
Yeah. I really feel like there has to be some limit to her phasing ability, and I think that Silver Surfer could find it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I think that's true.
Now, I mean, it does come down to the whether or not Norrnrad finds some sort of pity.
Right.
But come on. They're supposed to be fighting to win
so
here.
What if the fight were to lead a dance crew? Because Kitty is clearly the superior leader, so therefore she would win.
What if she was, like, permanently semi-phase and they were to morph into one being?
The Kitty Surfer?
Kitty Surfer, yes. She could take on Molecule Man.
The Silver Kitty?
Is that what happens when you combine Black Cat with Silver Sable?
Sure. Why not? all right, everybody. Somebody else vote. Tell Ray what you got.
Rock the vote.
We're pretty sure we know where we stand on this, so yeah.
Do not use the app used by the Iowa Democratic Caucus. Because then somehow Hillary Clinton will win the vote, and I just don't understand how that's going to work.
Well, because you got to stand in a corner, and then if your corner isn't popular enough, you got to shuffle around the gym.
I just don't understand that whole caucus thing. Threes. I just don't get it.
You just
shuffle over here, and I'll shuffle over there.
Turns into line dancing and then a dunk contest.
The only thing I did find amusing is a Reddit video I saw, which, you know, hopefully wasn't staged, of some woman who turned in her vote for for the booty gig.
It definitely was not staged.
And then she found out he was a gay man, and she lost her stuff. Because clearly that has not apparently not been clear to her in the 0% of research she did on her candidates before she voted for him. And it made me laugh.
Sad, right. But funny.
Let's move on to some sitcoms.
All right, I'm super ready. I'm not really ready.
We're going down and staying in the second round, right?
I think so.
So, left, we should have 30 Rock versus Community.
What? Oh, no, I thought you were Cosby Show, Arrested Development.
If you like.
But
yeah, why don't we do that? I like that.
All right. Yeah. So, we'll save that one for another week. Cosby Show, Arrested Development. Man, I like both those shows.
Yeah. That's tough.
Hmm.
Arrested Development was really good, but so was Cosby Show.
It was. Now, like I said, it has the problem of the we added a little kid moment, which ruined those last couple seasons.
Yeah, for sure.
Which luckily Arrested Development did not do.
Right.
So I got to go there, I think. But that's a tough one. I very much enjoyed The Cosby Show when I was young.
Me too. Again, Arrested Development hasn't really reached its end, so I don't know if it will end clumsily or gracefully. But I know The Cosby Show ended clumsily. Boy, it was great, though.
See, I was never a huge fan of The Cosby Show. So I'm definitely siding with Arrested Development on this one.
I am as well.
There you go. Clean sweep.
All right.
All right, moving down to the bottom. We got Office versus Friends.
Yeah, see, I'm kind of torn on this because I am not really. I am not a huge fan of Friends, and Office has some just absolute pieces of gold, but generally The Office is more awkward and made me uncomfortable than funny.
That's a true story.
So, yeah. No, I'm still going to have to side with The Office. I'm for The Office.
Nope, the long-standing cultural impact of Friends is still raging to this day.
Oh, absolutely it is. Not going to argue.
That's okay, because you can, but you won't need to. It's definitely Friends moving on, in my opinion.
I would make the argument that The Office, if you go to any Comic-Con, The Office is strong in its influence there.
Absolutely. The Office, I do recognize a level of brilliance to that show, but I think that I like the fact that Friends is, I don't know, it felt like a more pure sitcom. Again, and it was the framework for so many other shows.
Right.
Some of them good, some of them still in the fight.
Yeah.
I mean, where would How I Met Your Mother be without Friends? Non-existent.
That is true.
That would be a great loss.
Actually, Always Sunny in Philadelphia would not exist without Friends.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the creator, was just on Colbert, and he said that I looked at Friends, and in the theme song, it was, I will be there for you, and he decided to create Always Sunny with the exact opposite in mind, a group of friends who are forced together, and they will never be there for each other.
Nice.
That's excellent. Yeah.
I will concede that although I said in Comic-Con's Office is big, Friends is big everywhere else.
That's
so
true.
I'm fine with that.
All right, Friends it is. All right, wow, I just looked at the next over on the other side. All right, it is Roseanne versus Saved by the Bell. Surprise, Shank!
Yeah, poor Dustin Timon. I mean, there's certainly a nostalgic value to Saved by the Bell and, you know, some quirky outcomes for a lot of its participants, but...
Yeah, Roseanne was a much better show.
Roseanne, okay. Yeah, was solid, unfortunately.
All right, I have no argument, so there you go.
Great.
All right, top right bracket. We got, this is something. Parks and Rec versus Happy Days.
I'm sorry, I strongly in the Parks and Rec. There's just...
Yeah, I know you are.
Chris Pratt.
Yeah, I'm with Ray.
And Aubrey Plaza. It's not even close. And Nick Offerman. I mean, these they're just amazing.
Again, once you get past season one, it gets real good.
Yeah.
It really does, but like exponentially.
But man, Happy Days spawned off like 600 spinoffs.
That doesn't make any of them good.
Laverne and Shirley was okay. Mork and Mindy had a good year.
I can't say it was more than a year. I think it was more than a year, but
I'm not sure that it was. Definitely not after Jonathan Winters joined the cast.
I'm not up to speed on my seasons of Mork and Mindy.
Yeah, man. I mean, Fonzie just defined pop culture for a long time.
It's true, but again, remember what you said about clumsy endings.
I don't even remember the ending.
There's literally a phrase called "jump the shark."
Jumping the shark.
Oh, right. That wasn't the ending. That was like a year and a half before the end, wasn't it?
Right, and it just got worse from
that,
there.
It is true. That episode is one of the worst things I've ever seen. He's wearing a leather jacket on water skis. What the hell's that about? It's just so dumb. All right, you got me. So I can't argue with the Jump of the Shark episode. And boy, Chris Pratt and what's his bucket are hilarious.
Nick Offerman, I'm assuming.
Aziz Ansari? Nope,
the other... the guy who got on the show that made it super good.
Oh, Rob Lowe.
Oh, yeah.
Well, sure.
Yep.
I am Rick Offerman, Ray. Like, I work in government. I wish government didn't exist. Like, you know, I like scotch. I would bury gold in the backyard if I had any. All right, there you go.
Checking Craig's yard for loose dirt this weekend. All right, that was good.
Fine week.
That was some clean sweepage.
All right. What we got? Mailbag.
Mail time. All right, I was getting one last cough out of my way.
Mail.
All right, so first, Black Sheep wanted to clarify. He says, sorry, I forget that you are not reading from inside my head. His comment last week was a vote for Doom to the tune of Pirate King from the Pirates of Penzance, obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah, it was totally clear.
I added the obviously part. He didn't say that. But he also did say it was a throwaway line during the Wings on Wings detail, but now I have to know, would blue cheese or ranch make Ian like the show more?
Blue cheese. If you eat ranch on your wings, you should be ashamed. Unless you're getting unless that's the flavor of the wing that you've ordered, like a hot ranch or some sort of like dry rub. See, now you've won me back, but no, absolutely. If you're asking me what to dip the vegetables in when I'm in between wings, it's blue cheese.
There you go.
You're not a wing dipper in the sauce.
Gross. Why would I even get sauce on my wings then?
Right.
I don't know, man. I don't get sauce on my wings, so I can't answer that.
Yeah. Well, see? We have that sort of non-tipping the wing in common. No, I get the wings for the taste of the delicious wings, but sometimes you need to cool down with some veggies and some blue cheese.
All right, so Perondiac said, Picard, it is excellent so far, but I have a little beef with it because of the 3D assets they are using from Discovery. But he also says that the first episode is on YouTube for free and provided
I'll have
a link.
Check that out.
So you can check out the Puzzle Warriors post on Reddit and find that link.
I will totally check that out.
He also commented on eye surgery. He said it was awesome. That's not a word I expected. He said PRK hurt for the first week, but the results were great. He went from going from a 21,000 to a 2010 in 5 minutes. And the burning ozone from the laser is weird, but cool. It's not really the smell of your eyeball, since the ozone is more pungent. Mm. So, there you go. Way too much information about eye surgery.
Yeah.
He did have a comment about Mr. Sinister. Seems good, but the power creep is getting dumb. The successive... one-upsmanship for each new round of devs has left a lot of the older 5 stars as meh. He asked, why not just make the new characters 6 stars and call it a day? Because I will fight that every day of my existence. I do not want 6 stars. 5 stars is fine. If you want to go back
please rework Banner.
Yeah, go back and rework some of them.
He's so bad.
I completely understand. 6 stars should not be a thing.
I so wish Banner was awesome, and he is just not awesome.
He's not even meh.
No, he's not good.
And meh is great.
Yeah, he really is. Finally, from Perondiak, he said, Wings on Wings on Wings is a podcast I'll throw the full weight of blue cheese behind.
Yeah! He didn't even have to ask. He's living the right life.
And D-Wing's wall of text. I parsed it down a little bit, but I still got a ton. He says, Craig's crash was long. If you remember last week, you held that crash sound for quite a while.
Oh, okay.
He said it was still shorter, however, than Demi Lovato's last note of the national anthem.
Oh! She was under 2 minutes Shots and 8 fired. Seconds, though, so if you had the over on that bet, you lost.
Over. I know. I'm really stunned. I put a lot of thought into that and was disappointed.
D-Wing also said, I was not ready for the Flava Flav fried chicken discussion. I may never actually be ready for it. It's unfortunate. It's out of business. We can't tell you, well, you should go taste it yourself because it doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, sad times.
Who would have ever guessed that he didn't have the entrepreneurial skills to make a restaurant work?
A couple of them. He had I think, three at one point.
Now, he did try to get into some casinos, but the casinos weren't having it, so.
Yeah, who would not want to partner with Flava Flav?
Nope. This is a bad, bad plan.
Come on, boy!
Don't believe the hype.
He's working front man in the business.
I feel like he got pushed out by DJ Khaled.
I don't believe
no one can tell me why that guy's popular or on everything. He seems to have no talents. He's just is on everything.
I also don't believe that he's the hardest working front man in music. Mm. That goes to Gene Simmons.
I said hype man, not front man.
Well, right. Gene Simmons is all about promoting Kiss. And Kiss, I mean...
Yeah, but I mean, he's the king.
Wait, who's the king?
Gene Simmons.
Oh, okay.
I don't feel like that's a fair comparison.
I'm just saying...
He's like the greatest hype man of all time.
Kiss's music is not complex in any way, shape, or form. And yet their popularity was just through the roof. Still is.
Yeah, man, that's true. That guy, he needs to make himself some monies. And he's good at it.
He really is.
It's all those years of school teaching gave him all that business acumen.
He also wanted to clarify David Hyde Pierce was Bob's brother Cecil, who wanted the sideshow gig, but Bob got it by not auditioning. I certainly didn't remember all those details, but there you go. He asked, if Craig is punch drunk, I feel like we, the loyal listener base, deserve to know who was punching him and why in slow and intricate detail.
It's always Ian.
It used to be me all the time, but his wife, in a very considerate and serious tone, requested that I stop. And I said, yes, I can stop. So now I just do it in my heart. Know that when I come over, I'm dreaming about punching you again.
All right.
Mystery Men. Holds up, he says. When watching, nice. Always keep in mind that Ving Rhames was supposed to be the Shoveler originally. I would have loved to have seen Ving Rhames as the Shoveler.
Yeah.
That would have been a different take.
It would, definitely. He did say that he loved last week's Synergy team. He would hate my life trying to beat that. Huh, it's pretty rough. And finally, which Super Bowl commercial sucked the least? He says he would vote for Groundhog Day, but there are others that weren't god-awful.
Yeah, the Groundhog Day of Bill Murray was my favorite.
Right. Mountain Dew Ground Zero, Mountain Dew Zero Calorie, The Shining, was solid.
Oh, I missed that one. I'll have to look that one up.
Mm. It's Bryan Cranston and...
Okay.
I didn't really mind now. Tracy Ellis Ross?
Yes. Progressive Restaurant, I was slightly amusing.
The Rick and Morty was my favorite of what I saw. But I am a huge fan of Rick and Morty, so...
I feel like I missed quite a few.
We did. We were too busy playing.
I really liked the trailer for the upcoming Marvel shows on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
The Loki show looks great. WandaVision looks great.
But they all pale to the trailer for Maverick, the greatest cinematic triumph of the 21st century. Maverick?
Like the Mel Gibson movie?
I will fight you.
That movie's incredible. That's an always watch when it's on.
You make me sad, jerk.
Mm. It's got poker. It's
Shut
got
up about that crap tag movie.
It really doesn't have poker. They pretend to play poker.
Yeah.
I'm talking the real Maverick, son.
I've never heard of such a film.
All right. Before it goes too far off the rails. That's it.
Right son, your ego's writing checks your body can't cash.
Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. Who's his nemesis? Goose Jr.?
He is going to have to train up Goose Jr.
Goose Jr.'s back for revenge.
Could be. We'll have to wait and watch it. Opening night, June 2020. I'm going to be there with bells on.
I feel like there was a come to snuff the rooster joke in there, but I missed it, and I'm sorry. Let's just move on to boosted characters, shall we?
All right. Once again, I'm Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump
you up. All right. Let's see what's going on in the boosted land. 3-star. Ooh, Black Panther. He's great. His strike tiles are great. And his AoE is great.
Give me chocolate cake.
Dad is great. Gives chocolate cake. Iron Man is boosted. Unfortunately, no one uses him for his red or blue abilities, so you will not notice that he is boosted. But if you do use that Unibeam, it does a lot of damage. Mystique's, as long as she is purpled, her black will do a good amount of damage. Quicksilver, everything should do a little more damage except for his tile swapping. That should be about the same. And Wolverine. Is there a 3-star Wolverine? Oh, Patch.
Yes.
There definitely is.
I remember him. So his red will be great. Use that up. Let's see what these 4-stars can do. 4-star Cyclops.
Scott!
The 4-star Cyclops graphic, I know it's just like a picture of his body with the powers, but the placement on the background, there's a circle above where his head should be, and it makes me think that he's the Headless Horseman, like every time I look at it.
Oh, you know what's better that would make that character if he had no head?
Sleepy Hollow was a good movie.
It was.
I see it now. I couldn't quite tell what you were saying, no matter how much I looked, but now, yeah, I see the headless neck, the neck hole. It's just spouting out laser blood. And yeah, Sleepy Hollow. That movie holds up. Oh yeah, red, ton of damage. Blue, little bit of damage. Oh, brand new, totally awesome Hulk, who got much better since his recent rework. He now does a good amount of green damage. There's some sneaky damage in with his blue as well. And the Scourge of Hot Dog Healing. All will be boosted.
He's got a new name, and I don't remember what it is.
A newer name than Amadeus Cho?
Well, that's still his name. His code name is no longer Hulk. It's now something else.
Oh, well.
He's in some weirdo group in Asia.
Mm. Oh.
They're like the agents of...
Doing well.
Something.
Okay. Looks like 4-star Hawkeye Kate Bishop is boosted.
He's getting beat up by Namor right now.
She's... everybody's getting beat up by Namor now and again. He's the first mutant. Imperious Rex and such. So she does a lot of damage, but she's really slow to get going. Her blue and black both deal a ton of damage, and strike tiles and damage come out of purple, all of which will be boosted. She's a character that I can get behind when she is boosted. Sandman, he wasn't recently reworked, was he? He's just the same somewhat okay Sandman that he was when he was released?
As far as I'm aware, yeah.
All right, well, enjoy that greenie. Enjoy that thing. Green AoE. the Wasp. The good Wasp. Great. The swapping and buffing of tiles is going to be boosted. The damage you get out of the Wasp thing is going to be boosted. And if the enemy matches away your buzzing sound. Awesome. Good character. Enjoy the Wasp. Also boosted. Yeah, that's another good day. Cyclops, Wasp, Kate Bishop, even Hot Dog Hulk. They'll all be good. Let's see what Samurai has to say. He wants you to use Patch. Perhaps along with Wasp, so he can make tiles for her to buff and then swap. And then, what are we doing? Oh, you can add Quicksilver, so that way he can do tile swapping and help you with some board manipulation. Great. Okay, that's what Samurai suggests. That's who's boosted this week. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to...
Mystify your love. Let's go over to Straight from the Jersey Shore. Team up time.
Synergy segment featuring Ray.
I don't even know where to go from there. All right, this week.
Talk about your team up.
This week is a listener suggestion. This team is interesting. He says Drax, that's right, Drax, has grown on me as a third with the soon-to-be boosted Wasp and 4-star Carol. So if you're in a 4-star land, Drax, Wasp, and Captain Marvel, give him a try. He says, especially against teams with Doctor Strange. Wasp's buzzing noise hits zero every single turn. So that will cause Carol to boost all your specials. And it will also do damage from Drax's passive secret weapon. So you've got Carol who can put out strike tiles. You've got Wasp who can put out some strike and protect tiles. The key to this is you're going to want to get 6 blue right away and then forget about blue. You don't have any blue powers, but if you get 6 on Wasp, she starts creating that buzzing sound, and if the enemy matches it, great. If they don't, whatever, it'll count down and trigger Drax and Captain Marvel both. So I have not tried this, but it sounded interesting, especially if you're not, you know, if you're not in five-star land.
I'm open to that. I don't think I have Drax, but if
I
ever do.
Yeah, I quite literally have no idea what rework to Drax does.
Next time he's boosted, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Well, his slice and dice is you're going to be using that, so you're going to want to have that at a 5.
That's one where they have to be super healthy to do the most damage?
Yes, you do a bunch of extra damage if they're 90 or above.
Yeah, if they're almost fully healed, you do way more damage. His black is reasonable. If you have it at a level 5, it destroys 3 enemy special tiles and destroys 4 tiles around them, so it gives you some board shake. But really, I think you're probably going to want to keep the black with Carol, so that she creates that tile that throws out strike tiles every round and deals damage when it expires. So, in any case, give it a whirl. See what it's like. It sounds interesting, at least in 4-star land. So,
right. Just something different to try.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you understated how important Carol's black is. It's really the way to go.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is. So there you go. Carol is at a 5/5/3. Wasp is at a 3/5/5, as is Drax at a 3/5/5.
Clicky and open Steam.
Did it.
All right. There you go. Thanks. Unify.
Unify.
Unify. All right. We're going to go OG and open us up some tokens. I got 2 to open. Who wants to go first?
Probably me.
No.
I'm racing to get there.
I also have 2.
I'm going to try a little spiky bit on top of his helmet. See what's there. Uh-oh. I think it's a Wiccan. No, it's a Moon Knight.
Lord of the Croissant.
Yeah, that might have been just what I needed. Oh, yeah. Now, almost. 4/3/5.
Okay.
Inches away from a champion Moon Knight. It only took 3 years.
All right, I'm going to brush these goat teeth. That got me an X23, and poke him in the eye, and that got me a OO Domino.
Alrighty then. Like I said, I have 2 as well. First one is a 4-star. Huh, how interesting. Enter the fray, Domino. Hopefully RNG moves off of her now for my second pull. I'll do a standard eye poke here, get another 4-star. Aunt, aunt, aunt. However, in the more exciting news, I have 483 shards for Jessica Jones.
Ooh.
Oh, there you go.
So I only need, I don't know, what is that, 6 more? 6 more legendary pulls? Not even, it can be classic, latest, whatever. 6 more and I get me a champion Jessica.
Nice.
Hey, so one of those levels gave me another token, so I'm going to go ahead and poke him in the throat. Ooh, that one's purple. Carnage. Null and Void. What does that get him up to? A 1/1/3 for the old Prophet of Null.
Nice work, dude.
That was exciting. Good times. I got Ian, what's on the podcast network?
Oh, it's the soon-to-be-named podcast network. It includes an ever-changing menu of shows with such greats as The Puzzle Warriors 3, The Long Box Heroes, and The Profane Argument. If you would like to see these and other shows, or any of our past shows or archived material, go over to Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com.
Very good. Anything else for the good of the order, folks?
Were there ever release notes recently? Did we ever cover them? Is there a new character coming? Is the House of Windsor relate to
Mr.
Sinister?
There was definitely something in there.
All right.
So yeah, in the latest patch, it says Superhero House of Windsor, in quotes.
Oh. I never even saw that post.
I didn't see the post either, but when I installed the latest version, that's what it said. I don't know what that means, but...
That would be some kind of royal, right?
Princess Diana coming to the game.
Could it just be Captain Britain?
Affiliation, it's a new 4-star character, affiliation hero, and team family.
Wait, what?
Oh, God, it's going to be Franklin Richards.
Wait, what?
It's going to be Franklin Richards.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Nice. There's one thing this show loves. It's disappointed Craig.
That's my call.
All right. I got no argument.
The Royal Family of Marvel is the Fantastic Four.
Are you sure? Thought it was Namor.
It should be, always.
All right, wrap it up.
Do it, Doug.
I'm a bile, too.
Wrap it up, Greg.
That's what I was more to do.
Nice.
All right, thanks, everybody, for joining us here. As always, PuzzleWarriors3.com, the iTunes, the Stitcher, wherever your podcatcher of flavor may be. Comment, suggestions, shoot them at Raiseway. He'll throw them in the mailbag. If you want to throw us some dollars, click on the Amazon banner on our homepage or head over to cafepress.com/PuzzleWarriors3 or to the Patreon link and sign up to donate some monies. We like monies. Boy, I have no idea who won this week. Last week, Dormammu?
Absolutely. Did you already make a clue up for Thor? You could just read that.
Well, no, I didn't make a clue because I didn't know who Doom was fighting.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. You could just go make it a Mac. That'd be cool.
All right. It's the Dormammu guy versus the God Emperor himself. See you next week.
Goodbye, friends.
Best clue ever, yeah.
Good night.
Everybody's a comedian.